AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. partial shutdown is entering its fourth day. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security has been paused. Lawmakers in the White House offered no signs of compromise over the holiday weekend in their battle over oversight of federal immigration officers. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted after the fatal shootings of U.S. citizens Alex Preddy and Renee Good by federal officers in Minneapolis last month. Warner Brothers will reopen its takeover talks with Paramount Skydance after receiving a 7-day waiver to do so from its preferred bidder, Netflix. Warner Brothers Discovery now has until Monday to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Reverend Jesse Jackson has died at the age of 84. Jackson led the civil rights movement for decades after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Here's Reverend Jackson at the March on Washington on August 27, 1993.
We must be strong, be caring, not callous, loving, not rejecting, put character over color and ethics over ethnicity, put your trust in God's word.
A judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore an exhibit in Philadelphia about 9 people enslaved by George Washington after the administration took it down last month. As people head back to work today after the long holiday weekend, beads will be flying, crawfish boiling, and parades rolling in New Orleans as the city celebrates Mardi Gras. The day is also known as Fat Tuesday and marks the climax and end of the weeks-long carnival season and a final chance for indulgence and feasting before the Christian Lent period of sacrifice and reflection begins. Wall Street pointed toward more losses before the opening bell today, kicking off a holiday-shortened week of trading. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The United States and Canada will face off for Olympic gold for a 7th time since women's hockey debuted at the Winter Olympics in 1998. The U.S. clinched its berth with a 5-0 win over Sweden in semifinal play. 41-year-old Alana Myers-Taylor won gold in women's monobob, becoming the oldest American woman to do so at the Winter Games. College basketball, Nate Heisey hit a go-ahead 3-pointer as number 6 Iowa State upset number 2 Houston 70-67. Michigan rose to number 1 in the AP Top 25 poll for the first time since January 2013. Gino Auriemma tied Tara Vanderveer for most AP Top 25 appearances as UConn stays number 1 in the women's poll. And NFL, the Dolphins released star receiver Tyreek Hill. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.